Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. The Lawton Philharmonic Orchestra is holding a benefit performance tonight to support the orchestra, and our guest this week is the man who will give that performance. Willie Falk is an entertainer best known through his work in musical theater, including Broadway performances in some of the best-loved musicals of all time. He'll be showing a different side of his talent in Lawton, and he joins us today to talk about his career and this performance. Willie, thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
For our listeners who might not be familiar with your career, how would you describe your experiences? What are some of the highlights of what you've done?
Well, I've done a lot of different kinds of performing. I've been a dancer, a singer, an actor. I was also an opera singer, but I'm best known for doing Broadway shows. There was about 20 years in my career when I was just going from one Broadway show to another, and long runs. And I'm best known for being a Tony Award nominee for the original production of Miss Saigon. That was a good one to be in. I was also in Les Miserables for 4.5 years.
What inspired you to make a career of performance, particularly in musical theater?
I don't really know how it all happened because nobody in my family was in show business at all. I think it started in school with having great music teachers and inspiring theater directors that would, you know, English teachers usually that would direct the shows. And I found that people liked it when I performed. And I like to entertain people. I never really wanted to be famous. That wasn't a goal of mine. But I do like to entertain people and interpret music and drama.
How difficult was it for you to find a place in theater once you decided that it was what you wanted to pursue? And when did you realize that you would actually be able to build a career as a performer?
I have to say that I was pretty lucky when I think back on it, because I moved to New York and I sort of gave myself 3 months to make it, which is really ridiculous looking back on it. But I gave myself a summer to make it. And if that didn't work out, then I was going to go to graduate school and try something else. And I was just lucky enough to get a Broadway tour just at the end of 3 months. And then I kept working. So I was very lucky. But I did train a lot in a lot of different fields. And I got my first job as a dancer. They audition dancers as a group. So it's easy to pick out who's the good dancer. You can't do that with singers or actors. You can't just have them all sing at once and pick out the good ones.
So as someone who's made the dream of being a professional entertainer come true, how difficult is it to actually maintain a career as such?
Well, you need to have some other things that you can do when you're not performing, aside from taking classes. And I taught foreign languages, and I worked as a typist back when there were typists, and I worked as a waiter. But you've got to learn to accept a certain amount of rejection. That's just part of the job. And I like to think of it, when I don't get a job, one of my colleagues got the job, and that they went with somebody else, rather than taking it personally.
Well, I hate to be abrupt because this is great conversation and we could easily keep going with it, but I do want to make sure we talk about why you're here. So to change the subject, let's talk about tonight. What will you be performing?
Well, this is a benefit for the Lawton Philharmonic, and I have a strong connection with the Lawton Philharmonic because my sister, Kathy Cacciopoli, used to run the Lawton Philharmonic. I'm very proud of her achievements with the LPO. And as a benefit for the Lawton Philharmonic, I'm debuting my concert, which has all original arrangements that are specifically for me and for this show, and it's called Willie Falk, Mostly Love. Because I'm going to be singing mostly love songs, not the kind of gut busters that I was most known for in the Broadway shows, where they're at high emotional pitch and high vocal pitch, but really more easy listening, easy on the ear, smooth. And I'm going to talk about how I got to know these songs and a little bit about my career. I describe the songs that I'm going to sing as my old friends, because they're mostly songs that I've been singing for a long time, but I've never had a band orchestration for them. And I'm just so excited about that. We have two local musicians that are going to be on bass and drums, Ken Nelson on bass and Monty Booker on drums, and I'm bringing my musical director from New York.
So what are some of the songs you'll be performing?
Let's see, I'm going to be singing an old standard, What'll I Do by Irving Berlin, but I have my own arrangement of that. And I'll be singing a very rarely heard Julie Stein song, who wrote Gypsy and Funny Girl, and a song by Stephen Schwartz that people don't hear very much from one of his obscure musicals, and then Desperado, which is one of my favorite songs, written by the late Glenn Frey.
So not just songs from the theater, but songs that are important to you from multiple genres.
Yes. Standards, and I'm going to do a little bit of Broadway, but it's not going to be an all-Broadway performance. It's going to be, as I said, mostly songs about love, different kinds of love, because I think there are as many different kinds of love songs as there are love stories. I think you're going to be surprised at this show. It's going to be a very warm, happy vibe.
And on that, we are going to have to wrap things up. Our guest today was Willie Falk, the Tony-nominated entertainer who has brought some of his favorite songs to Lawton for a special performance to benefit the Lawton Philharmonic. Willie, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Willie Falk's performance, Mostly Love, will take place at the Hilton Garden Inn in Lawton beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are available at Phillips Music Company in Lawton by calling the LPO office at 580-531-5043 or online at lawtonphil.com. Proceeds from the performance will benefit the Lawton Philharmonic Orchestra. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.